I think it depends, actually. I think, I mean, as a player, of course, the instinct is always to make everything playable, because it's, because in a way that's part of the historical information. But I think sometimes the getting something from being unrestored to being restored destroys information, which is incredibly helpful in terms. I mean, for instance, I mean, I'm not a maker, but when I've spoken to makers, they can tell by the way the glue drips inside the order of construction and that sort of thing, which is nothing which would be readily apparent to me. But so I can see that there is a documentary importance to instruments, not in an unrestored state. And to that extent, it would be sad to lose that information. But there are certain instruments which there are loads of copies of the same instrument. And if it's in a state of near playability, it would seem to me to be, as a player, extremely disappointing not to be able to get it into that state. And of course, the thing is that the sound of these instruments is also documentary evidence. It's not just the sort of iconic element of the material that it's made of. And actually, the Valter that I have a Valter made by Chris Clark, and there's at the Royal College where I teach, there's a Valter made by Paul McNulty, which is based entirely on the same instrument, and they are unbelievably different in sound quality. And so it would be interesting to see, you know, how the sounds compare. I mean, the sound quality as documentary information of old instruments is underplayed by people who don't want to restore things. But on the other hand, I'm resistant against the idea of restoring every single thing and just, you know, just getting everything working again. Although, as a player, I have to say that would be my first instinct, because it's just great to have all these guys in working order, and the more the merrier, yes.